As the state gears up to regulate climate-harming pollution, the Department of Ecology has been tracking emissions from the state's biggest sources. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
I'm standing next to the biggest overall source of carbon pollution in Washington state. But there's no giant smokestack here, just lots of tailpipes. I'm next to I-5 in Seattle, and collectively, all of us driving cars and trucks put out more carbon pollution than any industrial source. But it might be harder to change the driving habits of millions of people than to get a few big polluters to clean up their acts. So Governor Jay Inslee is proposing to start with the biggest polluters. Power plants, oil refineries, and paper mills top the list. Inslee wants the state's biggest polluters to cut their emissions 5% every 3 years on the way to deeper statewide cuts. That would reverse the recent trend. According to numbers released this week, emissions from major industrial sources were about the same in 2014 as the year before, but they are up 20% from 2012. Stu Clark with the Department of Ecology says weather appears to be a driver of that increase.
If it's a drought year like last year, hydropower is down, and then that's replaced by fossil fuel power, and that can make the numbers overall move quite a bit from year to year.
And scientists say a warming climate could mean more drought and less hydropower. It's a bit of a vicious cycle that could push the state to use more fossil fuels. The Ecology Department is taking public comment on Inslee's proposal through April. Reporting from I-5 in Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.